My name is Stuart Ross. I'm 59 years old. I live in Ilkley in West Yorkshire. I'm a volunteer campaign coordinator for the RNIB. I'm also a committee member for something called the Bradford Association of Visually Impaired. I'm a guide dog user and also a volunteer and campaigner for guide dogs. I have an unusual eye condition called X-linked retinaschisis, which is a deformity of the layers of the retina. I also have macular degeneration. I've had retinal separations, cataracts, all sorts of stuff. I think the only thing I haven't got, touch wood at the moment, is glaucoma. But we'll see what happens as I get older. My year in lockdown has been, like everybody else, quiet. The activities which I normally went to, whether support groups or volunteer organisations, completely ceased. So there has been a lack of human contact, which has affected both me and my guide dog, who's very gregarious and has missed people greatly. We've just got used to really just sitting at home and wandering around every day, doing an hour's exercise, and then going back at home and staring out the window. The main challenge has been, I think, going into shops. I didn't go into many on my own, only the smaller, independent, local shops, where it was clear that only one or two people went in, and it was obvious that there was spare space for me to get in there. The larger ones, the supermarkets, the one-way systems, the queuing for checkouts, it was just impossible to navigate. Positives, the lack of people and the lack of traffic. It became a lot easier to get around, less people to negotiate. Crossing roads was a lot easier. You could hear the birds singing. The air was fresher. It was as if the environment went back to the 1950s, or imagine what the 1950s was like, which was a lot more peaceful, a lot less hectic. When we come out of lockdown, or as we come out of lockdown, I'm really looking forward to getting out and meeting people. I'm quite gregarious. I enjoy going to restaurants and pubs. I'm looking forward to meeting up with friends face-to-face in those areas. Looking forward to visiting other places around the country, seeing different things, seeing different people. Getting out and doing a bit more walking further afield with some support. Just really just getting out there. The concerns that I have about coming out of lockdown, I think I experienced something when the end of the first lockdown in July, where I found myself becoming somewhat anxious about returning onto the street and walking around, having really quite enjoyed the lack of people and lack of traffic. I found myself becoming nervous about having to re-engage and relearn the skills that I'd sort of not used for so long. This time round, coming out, I don't seem to have those anxieties. I think maybe I went through it in July and I sort of thought, well, it's not as bad out there as you think it's going to be. So I think this time I seem to be more adjusted to it. Having said that, the roads are getting busier, there's more people around, so you're back on that sort of level of awareness where you're very conscious of all these things moving around you. You have to be very wary that you don't get flattened or bump into things or whatever. But it's just like back to normality. We'll get used to it. But I do know a lot of people that are clearly going to really struggle with getting out there. I've got partially sighted friends that really haven't been out since, when was it, March of last year. And they're going to have to be encouraged, seriously encouraged, to get out there and try to lead a normal life again. In terms of what the public can do, I think it's no more than they should be doing already or have been doing in the past, which is becoming more aware of the limitations of visually impaired people and to provide assistance wherever possible. What I have noticed is that when people put a mask on, they also become hearing impaired and sight impaired themselves. Their sense of awareness and what's going around them seems to be diminished, which as a visually impaired person, you rely on other people to really be your eyes. And as you're walking down the street, you know, them to get out of the way, not to sort of hinder your progress and you're getting around. I do think that I'm lucky in that the eye conditions that I've had have deteriorated over many, many years. And my brain and everything has adapted to things. I think if you'd lost your sight very, very quickly and were plunged into darkness with the added problem of a pandemic, then life would have been really, really tough. I think I'm doing okay. I'm lucky.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.